Welcome to lesson 4 of the Revelation course. I trust you're well. And as I've been saying in every lesson, I encourage you to reach out and put a demand on heaven for revelation. Ask God to show you things. Jeremiah 33:3, he says, call on me and I will answer you. I will not just only answer you, I'll show you great and mighty things that you know not. Boom, really great principle there. Well, we're going to look at something really exciting today as we just continue with the study on Revelation. I want to read a couple of passages in a moment. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and Jeremiah chapter 31. And what I want to do today is just cover this concept of being a living letter of God writing things on the tablets of our heart. Before I go there, let me just share something with you again that was frankly a revelation to me that changed my life as a young man. And let me ask and answer this question: what or who is the Word of God? If I were to say to you, what is the Word of God, what would your answer be? I'm sure many of you would say, well, Graham, the Word of God is the Bible. I would go like, yeah, amen. And somebody will say, well, the Word of God is Jesus. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God, the same as in the beginning with God, the Word was made flesh. I'd say yes. Is a prophecy the Word of God? The Word of God is this. The Word of God is God speaking to us. The Word of God is God speaking. The Word of God is Jesus. I'm not sure intellectually we can fully understand that, and yet we should absolutely believe it and affirm it. The Word of God is God speaking. And I want you to see this, just a simple principle today, that so often we place more value on the delivery system than the message. If I could put it this way, the Word of Graham is the Word of Graham. Now today I'm in my office at home recording a video, and if you were in the room listening to me, it wouldn't be more the Word of Graham than it would be if you're listening to this on a video or on an audio. Or if I were to transcribe this video and write a message to you right now, it would be the Word of Graham. Imagine I asked a trusted friend to come to you and say, hey, I want you to convey this message. Meet me at the common at 3:00. And they came to you and they faithfully passed on that message. That would be the Word of Graham. If I were to write that down and hide it in a scroll for 1,000 years in a bottle, if the bottle existed, and 1,000 years later, somebody read that message, come and meet me, that would be the Word of Graham. It doesn't matter so much how I get it to you. If I were to rent a plane and fly into the sky and write with the exhaust, meet me on the common at 3:00, that would be the Word of Graham. It would be more dramatic, but it would be that message. And God speaking to us is God speaking to us. The issue, we should frankly pay a lot less attention about how God speaks and pay a lot more attention to what God is saying. Because the danger is, it's possible to hear very dramatic things, hear God speak in a very dramatic way, and not have it sink into our heart. If you remember in John 12, Jesus prays a prayer and he says, Father, glorify your name. And God the Father speaks audibly from heaven. And the whole of Galilee, the whole countryside, if you will, hear it. There's only 3 times in the whole Bible that the Father spoke with an audible voice that was heard here on the earth. And that's one of them. So Jesus prays, Father, glorify your name. God the Father shouts all over Israel, I have glorified it. I will glorify it. Straight away, people did 3 things. If you know the passage, they said, was it an angel? And then somebody said, no, it was thunder. Yeah, they rationalized it, they minimized it, and then they ignored it. My point being, the physical ears heard the voice of God, the delivery system, but their hearts didn't engage with actually what he was saying. It's really important if we want revelation. I've noticed this in terms of traveling, that people will often come to me and want to, frankly, impress me with the delivery system. Yeah, Graham, I had a dream last night and the earth shook and it was thundering outside and I God spoke to me and I had a goosebump and the hairs on the back of my neck stood and God told me that he loved me. You know, I'm really happy if you had that experience, but do you know having that experience is not more important than you simply opening your Bible to John 14:9 and having reading the words of Jesus, where Jesus says, as the Father loves me, so I love you. Continue in my love. Yeah. I have a friend once who fasted for many, many, many days, nearly killed himself. And at the end of it, he wanted Jesus to appear to him so much. At the end of it, Jesus appeared. And do you know what Jesus said? Jesus said, in that day, you will know that I am in the Father, you are in me, and I am in you. And I remember my friend coming and sharing, Glenn, it's like this, I saw Jesus. And I've got this amazing revelation. Jesus said to me, in that day, you'll know I'm in the Father, you're in me, I'm in you. And he was like, wow, far out. Until I opened my Bible to John 14, verse 20, where Jesus says, in that day, you'll know I'm in the Father, you're in me. And my point is, my friend could have gone to McDonald's and had a burger every day and read that verse. And it wouldn't have been any less dramatic. Yeah, the real danger, especially with that guy I'm talking about, is he kept fasting and kept wanting to hear voices. And eventually he started hearing voices that were not God and believing things that were not right. Selah, it's worth thinking about. So a couple of passages here, and this really relates to Revelation so well. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 2. Paul's writing and he says, you are our epistle written in our hearts, known and read of all men. Clearly, you're an epistle of Christ ministered by us, written not with ink, but by the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of flesh, that is, of the heart. I'm going to come back to that passage in a moment, but let me read also Jeremiah 31, 33. He says, this is my covenant I will make with the house of Israel in those days, says the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it upon their hearts. I will be their God. They will be my people. No more shall every man say to his neighbor, know the Lord, for they shall all know me from the least to the greatest, says the Lord. There's so much in those passages, but so Paul's talking here and he relates, he's writing to people, he reminds them that in the old covenant, God came and with his finger, if you will, God wrote upon tablets of stone. God took his word, his thoughts, and he wrote them on stone and gave those two tablets to Moses. And Moses comes down from Mount Sinai with the writings of God. And of course, the people in their hearts weren't engaged with them. Moses smashed those original tablets and the Lord had to write them again. Go figure. But Paul's writing and he's saying in this new covenant, you don't need to go up a mountain and get a tablet written by God or a copy of it in a scroll. Rather that God is taking truth. The Spirit of God is writing things on the tablet of your heart. And that's such an amazing revelation. And I want you to catch that as well. Paul says here that you are an epistle. What is an epistle? I mean, epistle is a letter. It literally means, it means writing on a paper, but a paper that is sent. And God is sending us to this world with a message that he's written upon our hearts. God has a message he wants to write upon your heart. God has a message he's already written upon your heart. But God has things, they're not new truths, but the new truths to our hearts that he still wishes to write on the tablets of our heart. And I believe until God writes something upon our heart, it isn't really truth to us. Again, if we go and if the message we're conveying to the world is, I've gone to Graham's church and here's what Graham preaches and it's true and let me give you what somebody else told me, it won't really impact them in the message to the degree that it will if God has actually written those things upon our hearts. So Paul says we are an epistle read of all men. I love that. You know, the truth of this is if God has written something upon your heart, people will read it whether you like it or not. And if God has not written something upon your heart, it doesn't matter how much you show and how much you grandstand and come up with theatrical acts, people will see that it's not really there. So, God wants to give us truth in the inner man. He wants us to be living letters. Again, it's such a wonderful analogy of that. Revelation is the truth that God writes upon us. So my question to you today is, number one, what does God want to write? Number two, how does that actually happen? I think there are times, there are things that God needs to rewrite upon our heart. I think at times Satan has come and tried to write graffiti on the tablets of our heart. I think at times our heart has scripts, our heart has words written upon it, which maybe our parents spoke upon us, or our culture did, or our, you know, school leaders, political leaders, TV, media, different things. I think we need to present our hearts to the Lord and say, Lord, take away from me the things written in me that I don't even know are there, maybe, but they're there. We all have these scripts, if you will, running on the inside of us. Most of the thoughts we think, we're not really conscious we think them, and yet they're constantly determining the parameters of our life. And I believe we serve a yes and an amen God who wants to write things upon your heart that, as I said in an earlier lesson, literally become the invitation to relationship with him. I think that at times we've allowed tribulation to write things upon our heart. I think at times we've allowed the circumstances we go through to write things upon our hearts about God, which is not really a true representation of who he is. Okay, so let's end this with today. But I think the Lord wants to write upon our heart things about who he is. I think the Lord wants to write things upon our heart about who we are. Imagine somebody who's struggling, and as a pastor, I've done this many times. Maybe somebody's struggling with an addiction or some, you know, destructive pattern or habit or a kind of thought, you know, prison they're locked in. And we can try and get them to change what they do or what they don't do. We can try to modify the behavior, if you will. And yet when things are deep down on the inside of them, we'll never really change that. You can put them in a straitjacket and they still want to do what they want to do. And in a way, that's really what the Lord was saying to Jeremiah, that the day will come when I'll write my law upon the tablets of your heart. Rather than the law that we read that says, thou shalt not lie, God will write truth in your heart. Rather than a law that says, you will not do this, you will not do that, God will actually write truth upon us. The difference is when I read it upon the tablet of the law, I can try my best to follow it and I'll always fail. But if it's written deep down on the inside of me, the empowering presence of the Holy Spirit is there upon me. There's an enabling, a grace that comes with the things God writes that will empower us to live them out. So I want to end today. Again, I encourage you to read through the notes, especially those last three things, and ask Holy Spirit if there are scripts, if there are messages, if there are promises that he wants to write on the tablets of your heart right now. If there are things you think God wants you to write, begin declaring them. How do we get things written on our heart? Again, we'll cover this more in a later lesson. But David prayed and he said, I think it's in Psalm 45, he said, my tongue is the pen of a ready writer. It's interesting, we in English, we say to learn by heart. The Jews say to learn by mouth. Really interesting. And if you think about how do you learn things even as a child, like a poem or the times tables, 1 2's are 2, 2 2's are 4, 3 2's are 6, 4 2's are 8. You learn it by saying it. And I think at times God wants to give us things that we say to him, we say to ourselves, we pray to ourselves, something that isn't yet fully upon our heart. And as we're literally saying the scripture, proclaiming, declaring the scripture, in the spirit, they begin to be written upon our heart. Hey, a last thing, and it's a really helpful thing as well, is I'd encourage you to get a journal, get a diary. Where's my journal? show you my journal here. I won't open it, but and write the things that God is giving to you. Sometimes you need to write them down on paper so that they will be written upon your heart. Sometimes the Lord wants that engagement of you spending the time writing, thinking, meditating, engaging, that it might sink down within you. Now, again, in future lessons, we'll get more practical and talk about how this is. But I want you to see that thought today. You're a letter. God is writing a letter. We read in Revelation about the seven letters to the seven churches. But I am a letter to the churches in New England. I'm a letter maybe to you right now. So are you. You are God's messenger. Yeah. So let that truth live in you and then live through you to others in Jesus' name. Thanks for watching, guys.